Due to the imprints of self-grasping accumulated since beginningless time, whatever appears to our mind, such as our I, appears to be inherently existent. Grasping at our own self as inherently existent, so this means believing the appearance to be true. We grasp at the self of others as inherently existent and conceive self and others to be inherently different. This is a tragedy. We then generate self-cherishing, which instinctively feels, I am supremely important and precious. In summary, our self-grasping apprehends our I to be inherently existent. Our self-cherishing then cherishes that inherently existent I above all others. For ordinary beings, self-cherishing and self-grasping are very closely related and almost mixed together. We can say they are both types of ignorance because they both mistakenly apprehend a non-existent object, the inherently existent I. Because any action motivated by these minds is a contaminated action that causes us to be reborn in samsara, it is also correct to say that for ordinary beings, both self-cherishing and self-grasping are the root of samsara. So if we understand this, we'll come to understand this more and more deeply in our own experience. We're being taught the mechanism by which our impure life is perpetuating itself. We're impure life, life controlled by delusions, that is the nature of suffering. So, Geshe-la says, if we think about the definition of self-cherishing, it's quite simple. It's quite simple. So again, I think this is encouraging because we go, I can't do this. Yes, we can. This definition is quite simple. We can do it if we want to with our guru's blessings. So Geshe-la then, I'd like to share with you these words from his oral teaching, just because they're powerful. They're powerful in identifying the enemy, finding the enemy. So we need to use the definition practically. We need to use this explanation practically to find the enemy. So it's not enough to be able to say self-cherishing is blah, blah, blah. We need to practically use this priceless information to catch the enemy, to find it and expel it. So Geshe-la says, contemplating this explanation, recognize your own self-cherishing practically. So again, we can ask ourselves, because this is the mirror of Dharma, have I done that? Have I recognized my self-cherishing practically? Sort of? Not yet? Completely? What's our answer? So recognize it practically in our own experience, thinking, this is my self-cherishing. This is my self-cherishing. This is my self-cherishing. Whenever it arises, for example, strongly, this is my self-cherishing. We meditate on this. We hold it without forgetting. This is my self-cherishing. And we hold it without forgetting. We are like police catching a thief. We think, this is beautiful. I am now recognizing my real enemy. How wonderful. It's the enemy of all living beings, the enemy of world peace. I am now recognizing my real enemy, who has been destroying my own happiness in life after life until now. Now I recognize it. I have caught it. I've arrested it. And we feel so happy. Just recognizing it alone, this is such a victory. We are so well on our way to being happy all the time and helping others to do the same. I have achieved this great meaning. Until now, I never had any idea of such things. Now I recognize my real enemy, who has always been harming me life after life after life, residing in my heart, inseparable from my mind, destroying my inner peace and happiness, and leading me in the wrong direction. So the wrong direction always wastes our life. When we're following the correct direction, we are using our life in a meaningful way. So life after life after life, this inner enemy has been directing us to follow the wrong direction, towards the hell realms, towards the lower realms. Now I have found my enemy. Like, with delight, found it. Keep this without forgetting. For many days, months, years, until you clearly recognize and perceive this demon or enemy of self-cherishing. So we understand it is a foolish, deceptive mind. It is a real demon. It is the real enemy. Until now, I have made a big mistake. So who have we been following life after life after life after life? Who's been our guide, directing us to the lower realms, making our life utterly meaningless, full of sorrow, life after life after life? So Geshe-la says, I've made a big mistake. I've been relying upon this demon. It's been guiding us. We've been following its ideas, its wishes, its aims. What have we accomplished? Nothing but delusion and suffering. Whatever my self-grasping and self-cherishing wanted to do, I fulfilled their wishes. I have been a slave of this enemy. So these are powerful analogies, demons, slaves. Why are we using these words? Because we need our heart to be touched. If our heart isn't touched, we will not make a decision to recognize, reduce, and abandon this enemy. Yeah, we'll understand it. Yes, we'll say it's our real enemy, but nothing will happen. So you can choose what moves your mind the most, being deceived, following a foolish mind, being a slave, harboring an enemy in our heart, keeping a demon in our heart. I mean, who wants a demon? Geshe-la says, samsara is the experience of a self-centered mind. So until we stop our mind being self-centered, samsara will never cease.